strangulated, of blood that couldn't flow properly. More like the colour of hernias, in my opinion. The blood in my own body was flowing around me with no problems. My legs felt like jelly, and my t-shirt was sticking to my back. But I turned straight back around and ran out the door again, not bothering to double lock it. Quicker to jog than to take the car during school run time. I barged past dawdling school children, grazing my shin with a sharp corner of a book bag, dodging dog walkers, and trying both to avoid and yet not see all the prams and pushchairs. It was just about possible to force my legs to keep up a rhythm fast enough for me not to be able to look at the faces within, the chubby cheeks turned like petals towards the sun. Eyes front, Anna, I thought. Don't do it. I was getting quite adept at avoidance tactics. It was just self-preservation, I thought, blocking out the sound of Aunt Lil's hurt voice from all her earlier answer phone messages. Please don't let her be injured or in danger, I prayed, as I hurtled around the corner into her street and puffed up to her front door, sick with dread. I'd never have forgiven myself. There was no smoke billowing out of her bedroom window, no fire engines or ambulances, no groups of concerned passers-by on the pavement, but that hadn't assuaged my fears. Maybe she'd slipped into unconsciousness, I thought, pounding on the knocker of number 21. Hello, dear, Lil said, opening the front door with my hand still attached to the knocker. Do come in. I've just put the kettle on. I stood rooted to the spot with disbelief, my ribcage heaving and my forehead dripping sweat. I'd only recently had the energy to take up running again, and I was still far from fit. What is it? I gasped, scanning her for signs of distress. The sides of her dove grey hair were pulled away from her face and, I noticed as she bent down to pick up a sweet wrapper which had fluttered onto her doorstep, fastened with a clip at the back of her head in a jaunty style. Her pale coral lipstick couldn't have been any more neatly applied if painted on by a makeup artist. She wore a lavender wool suit and smart, steel-coloured court shoes. She looked perfectly fine. No more than that, she looked immaculate. Well, hurry up, Anna, she said, straightening up with the litheness of a woman 20 years younger. You don't want to stand around out there all day, do you? I'll get you a towel, and you can rub your hair dry. This must exercise surely can't be good for you. No, it bloody can't be, I thought, not to mention the near heart attack she's just given me. I allowed her to usher me inside, where I leaned against the banisters, still panting loudly in the quiet hall. So there's nothing wrong with you at all then, is there? I said, once I'd got my breath back. Lil smiled disarmingly. At 79, she still had the most amazing teeth and handed me a small burgundy towel, which I rubbed across my face and the back of my neck. Well, I really didn't know what to do, and I do need help. There's a light bulb stuck in the fitting in the pantry, and I need somebody strong to twist it out for me. I'm always worried that I'll break it and then have to spend hours in casualty having shards of glass tweezed out of my fingers. So, anyway, I just happened to be looking out of the window when I saw you jogging past a while ago and guessed you were on your way home. I buried my hot face in the towel. It smelled of the inside of her airing cupboard, yeast, rosemary and rose petal, tweed, and something unidentifiable from my childhood. She knew that I couldn't resist the scents of the past. I felt a rush of emotion, anger, guilt, affection, grief. Very clever, I said, following her into the kitchen and flopping down on one of the orange formica stools she'd had in there since the 70s. I used to love the fact that Lil's house had a breakfast bar and stools. It was so different and exotic. The stools were quite high, with long varnished wooden legs, as if they aspired to being imitation plastic. When I'd sat on them as a kid, I'd felt like a solo artiste on top of the pops, someone earnest with a guitar. My little brother Ollie and I used to balance on them, relishing...